Well, let's turn our attention to some big earnings on tap this week, particularly in tech. Shares of Alphabet moving just slightly higher ahead of its results on Tuesday. We've got Dan Halley here to break down the numbers for us. Dan, it was a bit of a mixed picture last week on tech earnings, but we closed the week strong with numbers from Alphabet. What's the expectation for with Apple, I should say, what's the expectation for Alphabet?
That's right. Apple did very well closing out the week. Microsoft, by the way, did well on its own, but there was a little bit of a pullback at first. And then we saw the expectations come through in the earnings call that they had done. And then we'd seen shares pop after that. But for Alphabet coming in this week, we want to talk about both the cloud side and the advertising side. Obviously, the advertising business is the big breadwinner for Alphabet. They, like other companies, have been impacted by Apple's recent privacy changes to apps on iOS and iPadOS. That basically allows users to cut off the ability for apps to track them across different services. That has impacted the likes of Snap and Facebook as far as advertising dollars go. But according to analysts, Alphabet doesn't appear to be getting hurt as much. And that's likely because they're able to capitalize on their search strength and pull advertising data from that. So that's why we may not see as large of an impact. Let's just go over the numbers real quick for revenue. Minus traffic acquisition costs or ex-TAC, we're looking at $59.3 billion expected for the quarter. That's compared to $46.4 billion in Q4 last year. And then earnings per share, we're looking at an expectation of $30.01. That's versus $22.30 in Q4 last year. And I just want to go over their cloud business. Google Cloud obviously trying to catch up a great deal with Amazon and Microsoft, which are one and two respectively as far as market share. So Google or Alphabet is plowing money into the business, and that's why we're going to see lower margins there. We could see as much as a loss of $705 million. That's according to JP Morgan's recent analysis. And if as far as shares though go, while we've seen Amazon lose quite a bit over the last 12 months, we've seen Alphabet up more than 45%, and that's better than the broader S&P 500 at 19%. Facebook also at 19%. Microsoft doing well on its own at 33%, but Amazon down 7%. That's over the last 12 months, as I said. Year to date, nobody's really doing all that well. Everybody just looking at negative percentage points at this point. But as I said, over the last 12 months, Alphabet has just continued to dominate. So we'll look to see what they have to say on Tuesday when they report.
Okay, and I know you'll be all over that report. Dan Halley, thanks so much for that.